Hey listeners, I'm Lauren Cole.
And I'm Kendall Smith.
You're listening to Ducks Discuss, hosted by the University of Oregon English Department.
Each episode, we'll discuss prose, poems, analysis, theory, and research going on in the world of literature.
We're often joined by a guest. Sometimes it's a professor.
Sometimes it's a student.
Either way, we're exploring the power of the written word.
If you're a U Oregon student interested in discussing literary topics, you've come to the right place.
All right, Kendall, let's dive in. For today's episode, it will be short and sweet. We're just here to introduce you to the hosts of Ducks Discuss, us, me and Kendall, and kind of preface what we want to do with the rest of the series. So let's just start it right off. Hi, Kendall. Tell me, who are you? What do you study? Is maybe easier.
Yeah. Hi, Lauren. Well, I'm Kendall Smith, and I'm a junior now at U of O, and I'm a dance and English double major. I came into this school not knowing I really wanted to double major. I was thinking more dance route, but I've always been interested in writing and reading too much. You can probably relate. So
yeah, English is perfect then.
Yeah. What do you study?
Shockingly, similarly, I am also an English major. I did not go the double major route. I was too intimidated, but I do have two minors. I'm a business administration minor. That one's for you, Dad. And I am also a digital humanities minor, which I've really been enjoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you interested in outside of school?
Outside of school, I know that we both share a love of crocheting.
Yes.
I'm very amateur, but it does take the pain away. reading, of course.
Of course.
I very much have a soft spot for cheesy crime novels. That shout out to my dad that got me interested in those. So that's my guilty pleasure for sure. What are you working on right now for crochet?
I am currently working on a sweater. Kind of ambitious. Yeah. It's really hard to, I don't really count my stitches, so everything is a guessing game. but yeah, crochet, love of reading. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I do really love a good nap, but
true.
That might be a cop-out answer. Are you involved in any clubs or projects on campus beyond this podcast, obviously?
Yes, of course, this podcast. I'm in the Writing Associates program, as are you.
Spoiler me too. Alert,
where we get to tutor writing students, which has been an interesting journey. It's been really fun to learn how to share and also teach with peers and with other students. But beyond that, I am technically in the Undergrad Association for English.
Whoa.
But I'm not as involved as you, of course. I know that you're involved in so many clubs. What, you want to talk about those?
Oh, yeah. I'll do a little self-plug here.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm involved in the English Undergraduate Organization. I was treasurer last year, but this year I'm president. Everyone listening should come to all the events. Beyond that, I am also recently involved in the CHC Ephemera magazine on campus, which is really fun. I get to edit people's cool work.
Is that the women's one?
I know that the Women's Center has one too called The Siren.
Oh, okay.
This one is kind of like the English department's journal, but it's like prose, poetry, art, etc.
Love that.
Yeah, so fun. Freshman year, I was part of the West Coast Swing Dancing Club, but I do not know if that is still continuing since COVID.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea. You are a dance major.
Yeah, a secret. It's on the down low. Okay, do you have, this is a tough one, a favorite book?
That is a tough one. My go-to answer is Cat's Cradle by Kurt Vonnegut, because it gets the English intellects and it gets the common reader, you know.
Yeah, but that's an really impressive answer.
Thank you. I've really thought about it, but I really do like that book. I went on a journey a few summers ago of trying to read all of the Kurt Vonnegut books, and I think I made it to like 6 or 7, but after a while I just had to give up.
Yeah, that's a lot of Kurt Vonnegut.
It was a lot, definitely. His style is stuck in my head forever for that, but that was definitely my favorite one. Do you have a go-to answer to?
I do. It's tricky. I either go Ella Enchanted as like my standby forever. It's probably the best book I've ever read.
I do love that book too.
But my more impressive answer is This Is How You Lose the Time War by Amal L. Mother, I hope I said that right, and Max Gladstone.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you have a passage? Part of this podcast is that we're going to analyze quotes and stuff going on, so we thought we'd preview that for you today. So Kendall can start us off if you have one.
Yeah, I did pick a little passage, but not from Cat's Cradle, because I lost my copy, unfortunately.
No, but devastating.
I know. It's from The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot, and I actually found this copy I have at my best friend used to work at Sonic, you know, the drive-thru.
Yeah.
And I literally found it at a Sonic in Boise, Idaho.
What a journey.
It really was. So I picked it up, and the passage I chose is in Prufrock and Other Observations, which is like kind of a quirky section about an old professor.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I have measured out my life with coffee spoons. I know the voices dying from a dying fall, beneath the music from a farther room. So how should I presume? And that's like when I was a freshman, I started in the dance major, and one of my favorite professors named Margot, she did a piece and gave us snippets of T.S., and this was one of them. So I got to like create a movement phrase off of this, which was such an interesting, like, being so new to the university. I was like, oh my god, this is perfect, this is exactly what I want to do. So
yeah, that mixes English and dance.
Yeah, it was amazing, and it was such a cool experience to have. So yeah,
I've actually not read that book, but I really love that quote, so maybe I'll have to add it to my TBR.
Yeah, mine is ever growing, my to-read list, so.
Isn't it always?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you pick a favorite quote?
I did. God, I love this book so much. Okay, here's my quote. I love you, I love you, I love you. I'll write it in waves, in skies, in my heart. You'll never see, but you will know. I'll be all the poets. I'll kill them all and take each one's place in turn. And every time love's written in all the strands, it will be you.
Oh, that's awesome. I was smiling that whole time. Just smiling at my computer.
It's just so dramatic. And the two characters, they love each other so much. And the whole book is written like a collection of love letters. It's just so breathtaking.
Mm-hmm. You are into the genre of romance, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, I'm thinking about writing my thesis on it, but I guess we'll see.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so glad we got to talk about this today, and I'm really looking forward to all the things we can do with this podcast, and our next guests we're going to have on are really exciting, so this is just a little taste, but I hope everyone enjoyed.
Okay. Bye, Kendall.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Ducks Discuss with Kendall and Lauren. Make sure to look for future episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts.
And if you're interested in getting involved, reach out to our email, engl@cas.uoregon.edu, or look for more information on our website.
See you next time.